Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
With all due respect, let's get the small talk.
Welcome to Let's Skip the Small Talk, a podcast show where we talk about it all, one topic at a time. I'm your host, Tyconis Allison. With that being said, ready, set, stimulate.
Let's get small talk.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to episode 225. That's right, 225 of Let's Get the Small Talk. And today, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a very, very, very special episode. And for a multitude of reasons. First one, I'll be joined by special guest, my good brother Malcolm. Welcome in, my good brother Malcolm.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you for having me. And we get to do this again. It's been a while since we've done one before. Well, it's been a while since we've done it.
It has. It's been some time, but there's no better time than the present, right?
Absolutely. Yep, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the present, during this episode, another thing that's going to make it so special is my good brother, Malcolm and I, we are going to reflect upon the year. That's right. You've seen the title of the episode. This is the best of 2022. Yep. All right. So Malcolm and I, we're going to be diving into various different topics, subjects, genres, and then we're going to give you a little bit of us as well. And this beautiful year, you know, Malcolm, I must say, in my opinion, this year, a few things I observed. Every season has lived up to its name.
Okay.
And it truly... This is a year I can say I don't feel like time passed by me. I feel like I kept up with it barely, like not ahead of schedule, of course not. But I don't feel behind. I feel like I squeezed this year like a lemon. What do you think? How do you feel?
Right. I can say that too. Yeah, it's not a, you know, sometimes when you like reflect back. I still feel it went at the same pace, right? Like these years go by super fast, but I felt like I kind of was able to keep up in a sense. I can definitely second that.
It's a special thing when you feel like you did something in a year, right? It's just
yep. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. You know, some years, it's funny. Some years, as we continue to get older year by year, you realize that there's certain years that have like the asterisk on them.
Yeah.
And it's like those were like leap bound years. Like,
yeah,
like those were life changing years, life altering years. I would say that was this for me, 2022.
For sure. For sure. I'm right there with you. I think this was a continuation, though, of that, right? For me, I think these past 2 years from, you know, the beginning of 2020, when the pandemic started, to 2022 now, I think they all kind of, I think this year is the end of that pandemic-like, time frame. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Even though everybody getting sick and still coming to work, they like, oh, you can stay out for 2 days now. Your two off days and then come back after that.
It's back like normal, man. Back like normal. Oh, you got the flu. You good. We'll just, you know, we'll keep you away from everybody.
That's right. Come on in, though. Come on in. Oh, yeah. It's funny how things change. They used to keep you ostracized for 2 weeks. Now they're telling you
14 days. Boy, that was
boy, who you tell?
Man, I use coronavirus, COVID-19 to my advantage, man. I was around somebody who tested positive.
Yeah. Oh, Malcolm, remember that was a thing?
Let me get my 14, you heard?
Brody, minimum. minimum you out at least a week until the test results come back.
The test results came in,
Paid, all paid too. That's so funny, man. Oh my gosh. Back. We wasn't laughing during it, but we could laugh.
We definitely wasn't. But yeah, I think it's officially, you know, 2022 is definitely the end of that pandemic moment that we had, for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of great things happened in 2022, man, from, you know, movies to television to albums to you know, personal life. I mean, every year when you sit down and you, you know, just take a look back, I think you can always definitely, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, but you got to definitely appreciate the good moments and learn from the bad ones and get ready for the next one. Because there's a lot of people who could, honestly, there's a lot of people right now that's wishing that they could go into the next year with somebody. So the fact that we're still here, we're still living, we're still healthy, we're still breathing, you know, we're still living in our purpose. You know, you got to appreciate the year.
That's right, man. Man, I don't have anything to add to that, my brother. That was well said, man. You know what, my brother? You know what? Let's go ahead and put 2022 inside a capsule. You ready? Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy because, like, this is a little side note. Like, podcasts, they're literally time capsules, dude.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody picked up on that yet, but...
They are.
They really are. Okay, so you mentioned movies and television. Malcolm, let's have some fun. Let's go 3 for 3.
Okay.
Let's go 3 total each, but let's go 1 for 1. Let's bounce it back like tennis. Let's play tennis.
Okay, okay.
All right, I want you to kick it off, my brother. I want you to serve. Tell us about your favorite movie or television show, either or, for this year.
Oh, it's combined favorite movie or television show?
Yeah, I'll let you. Now I could do both. You want to do both?
Okay. Yeah, let's. I know there's one TV show, but that puts me a little over. Okay, let's go for both. Let's go both. Let's. All you right. want to do movies first?
Let's do it.
Okay. I think this one might be one for you, but of course you got to put Black Panther. For one of the movies, yeah, it was just, you know, it was real special what they did for Chad. And just to be able to create a movie, first of all, the success of the first Black Panther was just so big. My fear was that Black Panther became this own, like, culture outside of the movie. And when you have that with movies, it makes it so huge to live up to, right? Because it became this cultural thing. And I think they did it perfectly for number two, you know, especially when not having, you know, Chadwick, you know, to be able to do that. I think that says a lot for that movie. And even the success that it got this time to go around is huge. So I would say, you know, Wakanda was Black Panther. I'm sorry, I keep saying Wakanda, but Black Panther was for sure one of the top movies of the year.
Man, I totally agree. That's definitely one on my list, man. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is so, it was very moving, moving. I just love, you know, the older you get, the more you kind of get in your own bag with, like, heritage and all this and that. And it just felt so good seeing, like, our people. Just, you know, Malcolm, if we could just stay there just for a second. I haven't been to Africa yet.
Right, right.
But man, like, when I watch, like, Black Panther and Wakanda Forever, I'm just being honest. I just feel a sense of connectivity. Yeah. And I know it's fictional. I know. But
the representation.
But also fiction is usually inspired by reality.
Yep.
Right? Yep. So it may not have been exactly flying in the cool, like, hover over the board, but just as far as, like, technological advances, the unity, the customs, you know, like the painting, the dots on the faces, all that is symbolization, you know? Yeah. I want to know so much.
It's also like the movie does, like, it's showing like us being credited with everything we've already done, like the technology and the advancement of the people and all that. It's like we've been a part of that in this world already, right? So when we watch Black Panther, it's like, oh, this is what it looks like if we actually got credit for it. You know what I mean? Yes. I think that's what connects with me.
Yes. No, I totally agree. It is Black Panther and Wakanda Forever. They put it right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Like, this is who we are. Yeah. And that's really dope. It almost reminds me of how I felt after reading Malcolm X, the last speeches. You know, mm-hmm. Malcolm X is the person who made me be proud of my beautiful brown skin.
Yeah.
After reading his speeches and so forth, I'm like, wow, like, you know, like James Brown, I'm black and I'm proud, you know, so that's how those movies make me feel, like, wow, like that's us, that's me, that's we, you know?
Yeah.
That's dope. Okay. So I would say a movie. I want to go with, and I kind of want to go off the wall with this one.
Okay.
I want to go with The Luckiest Girl Alive from Netflix.
Okay.
The Luckiest Girl Alive. The reason why this movie made my top three is because I put it on. Alicia and I, we was in a hotel. What did we do the night before that made us stay in a hotel? Okay, we went to a wedding the night before.
Okay.
And as part of our anniversary was like in the same time frame. So we went ahead and like went to a hotel afterwards to kick off our anniversary celebration, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, we watched The Redeem Team on Netflix.
Mm.
Right?
Which was a good one.
Real good. It was really dope seeing Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. It was really good. And afterwards, you know, in the hotels, you kind of like, sometimes you wake up early because you're used to waking up early.
Yeah.
And then you like watch some TV or something. Then you kind of want to go back to sleep because you got a little bit more time till 12 or 11.
Yeah.
So we were heading back down for like a nap. And so I put on this movie called The Luckiest Girl Alive to just put on to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
I didn't go to sleep. Man, I stayed up watching that movie. I started ironing my clothes to the movie. I paused it when I went to go take a shower, came back out. And then it was time to check out, and there's like 20 minutes left. Man, I kid you not. Later on that day, I for sure watched the last 20 minutes of that movie. That's how good it was. It was very powerful. I love movies with messages, you know.
Yeah.
So the message was really good. The dialogue was good. It was well written. So The Luckiest Girl Alive. If you guys haven't seen it, please check it out.
You know what the best part about that is? Is when you go into watching a movie where you have no expectation, I think you can fully like enjoy it, right? Because you weren't expecting it. Those are the best ones, I think, right?
Absolutely.
Because now you can really like, you know, take the movie in, like, for what it's actually worth, right? There's no hype behind it. There's nothing behind it. It's just you just happen to cut it on and shoot it. Your attention just never went away from that movie. I think those are the best ones for sure.
Absolutely. It's crazy. You're right. You go into it, no expectations, and then you end up being mind blown. All right, my brother, you're up, man. What you got?
Okay.
What's it called in tennis? It's not a serve, but like the back and forth. Is there a name for the back and forth?
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, sorry. All right, let's keep it moving. On you, my brother.
Yeah. Man, I was thinking about this, and I'm gonna have to go with The Woman King. That was a really, really dope movie. Of course, we've watched Black Panther, so seeing those women in Black Panther and then seeing like another movie, I thought it was going to be like and it got some similarities, but you know, it's just very powerful. I think because one, it's kind of I don't know if it was based on a true story, but this group of all female warriors exist, right? But yeah, it's seeing women in that light, especially African women, how fierce, how strong, and that their skill sets, you know, especially at that time, this was a movie that was taking place in the 1800s. You know, the world have never seen like warriors to that extent. And with it being African, it definitely caught my attention. I think it was a great movie. I really, really enjoyed that movie.
That's dope, man. I definitely started watching it. Alicia and I, we got to get back to a shout out to Viola Davis. I'm definitely aware of The Woman King. Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead. And if you guys get a chance, take some time and watch that movie. I think you'll definitely will enjoy it for sure. Great movie.
Nice. All right. I'm up. I'm going to go with, and I'm going to do another obscure selection here. I'm going to go with Intergalactic. Now, a lot of people might not know what that is. It's also on Netflix. Yes, I'm majority of the time on Netflix, guys. opposed, I don't give Amazon Prime the time of day. Only time I go to Amazon Prime to watch a movie is when they promote the movie in my face everywhere I go for like 3 months in a row, right? Yeah. Like the Michael B. Jordan movie I watched over there, the Chris Pratt movie I watched over there, Tomorrowland, stuff like that. But I normally just, I mean, the remote control got Amazon and Netflix button on there, but I know she's got an
interface for Amazon Prime.
Oh,
like, not like friendly. You know what I mean? That's Netflix is very simplistic. You know, they got their categories. There's a lot. I've actually been spending more time on Amazon Prime, but I don't like searching through Amazon Prime. Mm. Netflix is golden when it comes to that. Like they got the top 10. You know what I'm saying? Like they, you know. They have it's more user-friendly, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, that top 10 put them out the park.
Yeah,
because sure. you spend 30 minutes looking for some top 10, usually just go to one of those.
Right, exactly. And then they say, you know, either TV shows or movies that you would like based upon what you've previously watched,
mm-hmm.
right? So Netflix also does that for you, too. So I think they just have a more user-friendly space. But there's some really good movies and TV shows on Amazon Prime. I'm actually watching one right now, but yeah. Yep.
Nice. What is it?
It's called The Riches.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's just about like it's a black family, African black family that lives in London. They started their own hair business. It becomes really, really big, and the father ends up dying, and so now the kids are trying to take over the company and run it, but there's a lot of secrets that they're uncovering that the father left behind. So really, really good show that I've been watching as of lately.
That sounds good.
Yeah. My bad, man. I didn't mean to interrupt your second one there, man.
Nah, man, we love it. We love the recommendations. Absolutely. My movie here I'm going to go with was Intergalactic. This is actually an animated movie. It's an animation that was done by Kenya Burris. And it goes along with Kid Cudi's album that he put out this year called Intergalactic. Mm. So this is really dope. I didn't listen to the album, but the songs I heard in the movie was really dope. So obviously they're on the album. They go hand in hand. But I really like that the animation. It's once again, it's one of those things I put on to go to bed to try to get a quick nap before heading to the 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't take a nap and I still made it through the 9 to 5. So it's all good. Intergalactic on Netflix, starring Kid Cudi, Ty Dolla $ign. Really, really dope movie. It's a love story, guys. And, you know, hey, who doesn't love, right?
Yep.
But those, for me, my brother, those were my top three. We have a lot of honorable mentions. I just want to throw out one, and then I want to hear one for you. But Hustle, Adam Sandler, dog.
Okay.
Y'all, I really enjoyed that movie. I went to go look for the guy who actually played basketball.
Hustle's the one with the dude he had went to South America?
Yep. Sorry, he was a scout trying to get on as coach, trying to get moved up as coach. It's Juancho Hernangómez. Juancho Hernangómez. And I think he's, if I'm not mistaken,
I thought he played for the Celtics.
He'd been bounced around. Notably, he got his real burn with the Timberwolves, because I remember seeing him getting like play time. But they say right now he's on the on the Raptors. Yeah, he signed with the Raptors this offseason.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was on the Celtics, he was on the Spurs, he's on the Jazz. But most importantly, he paid 3.5 years for the Timberwolves. That's where I remember him from.
Okay. That was a good movie.
It was.
That was on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yo, they've been making some really good basketball movies. Like, they got the Giannis one, too. That was on Disney, but...
Oh, I need to watch that one.
Fire. Yeah, that was pretty fire. That was pretty good.
How about you? You got one honorable mention for us?
Honorable mention... when it comes to movies,
yeah.
I don't know if I have any honorable mentions. There were some good movies, you know, that I watched. You know, there's a movie called Breaking, you know, mm-hmm. It's about a Marine veteran. You know, he holds, you know, he's kind of just desperate for money. He's running out of options. He ends up, you know, holding several people hostage inside of a bank. So it's kind of one of those movies, you know, it's just setting the stage for, you know, a confrontation with police and, you know, negotiating, what they call them, those negotiators and stuff like that.
That's the one with my guy I like from Star Wars, right? I need to remember his name, but I wrote that down to get to that movie.
That's a pretty solid one. I got, you know, I think for me when it comes to movies, probably the last one was Till was a really, really good movie. I did not want to watch it. I thought it was going to be, you know, just show a little too much when it came to Emmett Till, like the whole face thing and, you know, not being, but they kind of just focused more on his mom, in that story, her bravery, the reason why she decided to have that, release the photos and have that, I guess, what was a open casket, funeral, mm-hmm. even though his face was just, you know, unrecognizable. That was a really, really good movie. It just, you know, it's just one of those movies that, you know, was gonna, you know, make you feel real sad and put you in a place, but they did a really good job with that movie. Really good job.
We
always got to see Emmett Till in a certain light, but I think this made it with him. I can't remember the kid's name, but the kid that played the character kind of humanized Emmett Till for the first time for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, kind of humanized him. And just you got a sense of who he might have actually been as a kid. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to have to check that one out. Like you said, it's a heavy story.
Yeah.
So I didn't run to it, but yeah. I'm definitely aware of it. But I will get to it, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, my brother, you want to talk TV?
Yeah, I actually only talked. I only had that one though, for sure.
Oh, okay, which one?
The Riches. That was the one that I wanted to put in there for sure. There's some other good movies, but you know, I watched, you know, TV shows I watch. What was the TV show that I was watching? Another good one that I watched. But I watched, you know, I watched The Kings and Queens. So I watched things like Vikings and, you know, Wheel of Time and just stuff like that. I don't know if you ever heard of those stuff, but those are all. If it has a king and a queen in it, has some type of hierarchy or a monarch, I watch it for sure.
Nice. That's your alley right there, man.
Mm-hmm. I love those type of movies.
I definitely like the Vikings. I was watching the Northman movie, which was like Viking based, that came out earlier. That was really dope.
You like the Northman?
I got through like three quarters of it because I definitely put it on to go to bed, but it was like intriguing. I had to force myself to turn it off, but like they came and overthrew the dad, and then it was trying to go get the son, and then he had to like run away. It was like, dang, like, the throne ain't no joke, bro. People be coming for the throne. Watch the throne, huh?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Watch the throne for sure.
A couple of TV shows I want to throw out, and I go through them pretty quickly here. We have quite a few things to throw into our capsule. I want to go with When in Time with the Lakers. The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Did you watch that one?
No, I have not. But that definitely, I've been wanting to check it out.
Ooh, good one. Real good. It's good seeing like Magic Johnson. And,
that's on Netflix?
No, that was actually through HBO Max.
Okay.
Yep, so shout out to them for that. They did real good with that. Season 2 is coming out next year. I also want to go ahead and drop down Fresh Prince.
Good one. Very good.
Yes. Alicia and I was tuned in every week.
Every week. Season 2 getting ready to come out.
Yeah. They dropped the trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And also want to drop another show we tune into every week. Law and Order, Organized Crime.
Really?
Yeah.
You still heavy on Law and Order? Okay.
Yeah, but the new, let me say new version. They've done so many different spinoffs, but this one, A Stabler is the star. You remember? Detective Stabler? Yep. So him and Liv.
SVU.
Yeah. He got his own show. Sometimes Liv's come over like a crossover, but he really like established his own show. But it's all organized crime. And I could take organized crime in better than SVU. I can't do too much of like, you know, sexual assault, rape, all that. I can't really stomach that. But organized crime, you know, corrupt politicians, money swindling and embezzlement. I can
money laundering.
Yeah. I could stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta check that out. I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah, you will like it. You'll like it. It's dope.
Okay.
It's dope. It's crazy how like once again I truly believe that it's all inspired by reality in some form, but how like construction projects, for example, it's like so
dirty business right there.
Yes. So certain construction crew is getting a bid based off their ties to the street, and then the politician needs to be there, and then they pay him off.
How the mafia came up.
Yeah, that's how they was doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before they made their way out to Vegas, it was construction.
Yep. And trash trucks.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Everybody got trash to throw out, huh?
Yep, for sure.
That's crazy. All right, my brother, let's jump into some sports.
Mm-hmm.
Three sport moments that stood out to you this year. What do you got?
Three sports moments from this year. I think the Warriors was a good moment. Just seeing them back on top, all the adversity that they went through. I think that was a real nice moment for them to come back. Man, what else happened in sports? Oh, I think this is probably recent. But the whole Deion Sanders situation.
Did they announce it? Is he going to Colorado?
Oh, yes, official. He like 2 days in. He's officially going to Colorado.
Wow.
He's bringing four with him off top.
Oh, from JSU?
Mm-hmm.
The cornerback that he got?
Yeah, Travis Hunter. Yeah, he bringing his son, both his sons, and a four-star receiver that he recruited with Travis Hunter.
Wow. Yeah. That's dope. That's so cool that he stuck with Travis because, you know, Travis went there primarily, not primarily, but because of him.
All the kids did.
Yeah, that's very all true.
I just don't understand the backlash, though.
Now talk to me about that now.
Yeah, I mean, people are upset that he's leaving. You know, I guess they wanted him to be this, but I feel like he already was. Well, I guess they wanted him just to be this ambassador for HBCUs.
Right. And forever.
And I was like, no, he came to coach. That's what he was hired to do. Right. And at the end of the day, he said, either you get elevated or you get terminated. Right. That was his quote. He said that either you get elevated or terminated as a coach. And he said, fortunately for him, he had a choice to elevate. But what he did in 3 seasons at Jackson State at HBCU, we've never seen it. He got sponsors. You should see how many different helmets, jerseys they have, cleats. He took money out of his own. He was only paying them $300,000 a year.
Mm.
Right? For any college coach on that level, and his staff was severely underpaid.
I know. It's,
you know, he was able to get them a new practice field. You know, they're in the process of working with the city to get them a new stadium. Like, the attention that he bought to HBCU, while he was bringing the attention, he was winning too. He won back-to-back SWAC titles. He recruited there. He got some really good talent to come to HBCUs. I think he did everything that he was supposed to do. You know, at some point when you light the torch, somebody got to carry it. Yeah. I think he lit the torch, and it's up to other people now to carry that torch. Yeah. Like, to keep it going. You can't expect one man to be that only change. And my thing is, people love to criticize about what's going on. But, you know, I went to a HBCU, but I ain't never donated no money, not a dollar.
Mm.
So how can I show any criticism to somebody who actually put in the work?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what sometimes where us as people get things a little confused, like, he actually put in the work. He put in the time. He has the hours, right? But sometimes we want to sit back and just criticize and just appreciate, thank you, congratulations, and move forward, right? Because we can build off of what he did. But I really don't understand the backlash at all.
That's
crazy. It was like, he recruited kids to come specifically to Jackson State for him. Every coach does that.
Yeah.
Nick Saban does the exact same thing. I mean, all coaches do that. And if they get a new opportunity, that they take the opportunity, right? No coach is going to come and sit in your living room and be like, yeah, I might leave in 2 years. No, we're talking about right now, next season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that's one of the biggest sports moments.
Yeah, man.
That's going on right now. But yeah. I don't know if I know another major sports story for the year.
I got one for you.
Okay.
So I want to give this is just a quick one, but I got a real, real good one for you.
Okay.
Quick one. I want to give a shout out to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was a moment for me and my family this year. But just because all the lead up in the playoffs, I mean, every game was a nail biter. January and then Super Bowl in February, that was really dope. But here's a story for you. Shout out to my Go Green guys, the Celtics, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they worked their way all the way to the finals. And I know you spoke on the Warriors, but just a couple months after making it to the finals, their coach, Ime Udoka, getting suspended indefinitely. And the new coach, Mazzulla, is no joke because we're the number one team in the league.
Yeah.
Sheesh, talk about that story, dude.
But if I'm being honest, though, with the talent that Boston has right now, if you mess that up as a coach, you just really can't coach.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now, but how about this? I love you said that, but how about the fact that you at least have to be better than mediocre,
true,
to keep it going. But Malcolm, they're starting off better than they did. Now I know they grew over the years, so it's not like they're starting at the same starting point. You're absolutely right. They are picking up with the newfound chemistry since the second half of last season. That's very true. Yeah. But the fact that he didn't fumble the bag.
Yeah. You definitely have to take credit for that, right? Because when you go into a situation like that where all the stars are aligned, it's super hard to continue to allow those stars to align, right? Because it's so easy. It's easier to mess that situation up than to keep it going good.
Yeah, yeah.
he definitely deserves credit. But when you got like JT, that whole squad is built, you know, I think... And I'm a fan of Jason Tatum, man. But I just, he lacks something like this, and I think it's more of a demeanor thing.
Can I add into that, my brother?
Okay, go. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it beautiful that what he lacks is what Jaylen Brown doesn't lack?
I was gonna give my man Jaylen Brown a lot of credit. Uh-huh. I'm glad you said that because I have not been. I never thought the two work, right? I always said, I was like, I need Jason. One of them got to go. One of them got to be the man. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown acts like he's the man, but he's impressed me more off the basketball court.
Yep.
And I think that's what draws me into him. You know, the way he was quick to respond back to and that's another moment, the whole Kyrie Irving moment.
Yes, sir.
You know, the way he was quick to stand his ground and speak up, like he didn't back away from it, right?
No.
And I appreciated that. I appreciated that he came out. And once he came out and kind of put his stamp on it, slowly but surely, everybody started to change their tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he actually stood up. And then just to go into that Kyrie Irving moment, that whole moment. And I love Kyrie. Let me tell you, for one thing, because if he believes something, right, he gonna stand on it. One thing about Kyrie, he gonna stand on it. You know, with the whole, you know, vaccine shot, he felt how he felt, and he stood on it. And he did the same thing here, even though he did eventually come back and apologize. But I just feel like everybody blew that situation out of proportion. Right, it's so bad where now the Netflix, I mean, not Netflix. Was it Netflix?
What?
The show? No, it was Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point now where the CEO came out and said, we're not taking that movie off.
So he said that?
Publicly. Yes. They've been reporting on this like for a couple of days. Now, he said, we're not going to remove the movie. But Kyrie gets suspended for a couple games. He loses his Nike deal, right? But the CEO of Amazon says we're not going to remove it. So sometimes I'm just wondering, what were they trying to accomplish? Were they just trying to punish Kyrie because they felt like he got out of line? That he has no business making any comments on something? Like, I don't understand, because the people who are making money off of this, because Kyrie doesn't make any money off of that. The people who are actually making money off said, we're still going to put this movie up and allow for everybody to watch it. So I don't know. I just found that whole situation weird and confusing.
Oh, yeah. Especially right after. And this is kind of segueing into our next. I want us to dive into three newsworthy moments of the year. Yeah. But coming right off the heels of Kanye West and his tweet about going DEFCON 3 on a juice. And then, you know, so you have that sense of paranoia there from the Jewish community, right?
Yep.
And then you see Kyrie just, you know, put up the link to H to N. Now, it is Hebrews to Negroes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so they felt double paranoid. And then recently you had Dave Chappelle do a great monologue. Oh my gosh.
That was fire. I don't care what nobody say. Dave Chappelle, he knows that is art to me, what he does.
Yeah.
Definition of art. Yeah. The way he's able to do it, I don't think I've seen anybody else be able to do that.
Oh yeah.
Wonderful.
So you have Dave do that, and so then the Jewish community also felt slighted, and that's because of the subtleness and so forth. So this is a great newsworthy topic. I mean, I guess I never know what's coming next, right?
Right.
But I didn't see this coming. I learned a little bit, not a ton, because I'm not fully invested into it because I'm not Jewish. So but what I took away from it is I had to go and literally like try Google and learn what was anti-Semitic.
Me too.
Because when I hear people like say, oh, Jewish people run everything or they have all the money, whatever it may be. I didn't know that they hate. Yeah. I didn't know that they deem it as such because they hate those stereotypes because of the history of they used to be the tax collectors. That's what they were like given the job to do. So they used to go and collect taxes from people. So people didn't like them when they came, number one, which is why they always trying to take my money. That's what it originated from, right? Mm-hmm. So their ancestors dealt with that right before the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And also feeling like they own everything or have such an impact in media, this and that, is something they dealt with in the past too, which is one of the things they said that Hitler was doing a call to action on is because of their power back yeah. then. So when I start to understand, like, it was all deep rooted, because if you just hear it today, you're like, who gets upset about someone having money? But you got to remember, I'm an African-American male, and my ancestors, when they were brought here over on slave ships, we were stripped of all of our money. Right. So when Dave Chappelle was making a joke about all the things he say, or when he says stop blaming Black people, stuff like that, like the way a Jewish person may feel, I don't feel because I'm not Jewish, right? So I don't fully understand the jokes. Or I should say this, I don't fully understand the sentiments, which is why it doesn't cause a pain point for me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, for sure.
So
that's I feel the same way.
Yeah, so that's what I gathered from it, was learning a little bit more.
I tried to, like, I really, really tried. I think now I'm even more confused on what anti-Semitic means, or I really don't get it. I mean, we make jokes on everybody else.
I know. Yeah.
Mexicans, Black people, white people, you know, Christians, Muslims. I mean, we literally, they're like the only group where you, if you can't say anything nice, you definitely don't say anything about them.
And that's something I learned, because you got to remember, and here's another, see, this is what people don't talk about. And I'm so glad we're having this conversation. Everybody views things from their own vantage point, right?
Very true.
So in my community, people made cartoons with big lips. People made cartoons of us eating watermelons, which is why everybody thinks African-American people love watermelon and fried chicken. So people like perpetuated all these images and stereotypes, and so much so where people still make light of them today. Like, it just, you know, dude, you could simply have, like, let's say you're simply having fried chicken for dinner, right? And let's say one of your coworkers asks, what'd you have for dinner last night? And you're like, oh, we had some fried chicken and so forth. Like, they can easily make a joke and be like, how often do you eat fried chicken? Or is that your favorite type fried chicken? Like, do you understand the underlining tone of that?
Yeah.
Right? But like, we get digs like that all the time, because remember, we're not the only ones that was oppressed, but when you're oppressed, you're not in a position to really say much mm-hmm. or do much. Right. Yeah. So, from a different vantage point, as far as the Jewish community, it's like any type of dig at all is classified as anti-Semitic. Right. But then I'm looking at it from my vantage point of my community, where we get digs for just being physically fit, like Serena Williams. They call her a man. They say she looks like a man. You know, or LeBron James, like, oh, it's because his physical specimen is why he's able to do these things. They're like, oh, all Black people are fast, right? So it's crazy to me. Like, it's just hard for me to fully comprehend, because we get digged at all the time.
Yep.
That the moment someone else, another community, gets digged at, it's like all up in arms. But I'm like, okay, like, everybody has their story.
Right.
But that was one of the like baffling parts to me about it. You're right. It's like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my only problem with that is, if we're just here to have an honest conversation, Malcolm, just being honest, is when you do that, you're isolating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you keep doing that, is not going to change.
It only increases it.
Exactly. It's not going to change the jokes. It's not going to change the narrative. It's not going to change what people say behind your back. If anything, they're just going to say it more, just not when you're around. So then you have to ask yourself, do you truly want people to respect you, or do you want people to fear you? That's the real conversation.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You know, but what else, my brother? We on news. The only other news I have is sad. So if you have anything that isn't sad, feel free to share.
Anything newsworthy. I think, Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, those are big moments. They're kind of recent. I'm trying to think of anything that happened towards the beginning. I know there's some sad stuff we could talk about. For sure. I'm trying to think of anything else before we could.
You got Trump coming back. You think that's going to do anything?
I think his time is over. I think that, at least that's what I think. There's no telling it in our political system anymore. He might still have some life, but I think there's too much infighting now between him and other people. He was able to get people in line in the past.
Yeah.
And that's not happening as often anymore.
Man, how about Biden? Do you think Biden's gonna run it back?
He's running it back for sure. Yeah, everything pointing to that. Man, I had a good one.
Okay,
I can't remember it. I should have put it down.
Dang.
Oh man,
do you remember what it was based in? Like political, entertainment.
I cannot anymore.
I mean, you got the slap that happened this year.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Right? That happened at the top of the year.
Yep. Yep.
Are you going to watch Emancipation?
For sure. Him slapping Chris Rock changes nothing for me of what I think of Will Smith.
Mm.
You know,
it changes what I think about Jada. That's for sure.
We talked about that. Sure. the whole August Alsina thing is dumb to me. August Alsina definitely is. He's not. I don't know. I don't get him anymore. I just don't get it. So you know, one thing about this world that we live in, I don't understand what I don't. I feel so like an alien. Like I feel like somebody dropped me off in the wrong planet. Like there's just a bunch of
weird stuff going on. Like, you got people shooting up daycares, you know, people killing elderly people, like our political system, you know. It's just like, bro, somebody dropped me off at the wrong planet. I don't belong here. You know what I mean? Like, this is madness. Ukraine happened this year.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yo, them boys still holding it down.
For real?
Holding it down, yeah. Yeah, they still holding it down.
Shoot, wow. Man. They alluded that it had something to do with like conflict in the world, but man, I just found out that the freaking electric bill, the company is increasing the 64% during the winter months. I looked at the bill. I'm like, why is the bill more than doubled?
I seen that. My bill went up too.
And I went and looked and found an article like, residents can expect up to 64%. I'm like, yeah, like that, the bill is like 95. And why is it $215? And it's like, and it's due December 25th. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, they be tripping, man. Come on, man. That's what I was going to talk about. Inflation.
Ooh.
Gas prices. Yo, that hit everybody hard. I think that's probably newsworthy, man. I think for the first time, like, I think everybody's being just a little bit more cautious about how they're spending, where they're spending, you know.
The crazy part about it is I feel like them jokers hit a button because they had us running. They was running that bill up to almost $6 a gallon.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's down, down, down. And it's literally almost half the price, 40%. Less than what it was. And so they ran us up for about 3 months and then lowered us back down. And now we're waving right now between like mid 330 to as high as 370. Oh,
really? Yeah, we're under threes now here in Georgia.
What?
Yeah, we can get gas for like 274.
Oh, hell no. What?
Yeah, we can get some good gas.
Lowest gas I've seen right now is 339.
Yeah. Really? Nah. Depending on where you at, you can get some good gas around here for about 274. 284 is common, right? 294, 299 is top end, right? Unless you're in the city. In the city, you might see like 319 at the highest. But nah, as far as gas, we good, though.
Wow.
When you had just said something about, just kept pumping it up, right?
Yeah.
When you made that statement, the first thing I had thought about was all the money that they gave away during the pandemic, right? What people don't understand is giving money has its consequences, right? That sparked up demand right there during the pandemic, right? So it sparked up demand during the pandemic because one thing, people were getting checks left and right. You know, if you you're getting unemployment checks were more than working at the darn job, right? Which is good. I think the government has to be smart about things. They're so on both sides of the spectrum. Like when people are in need, you need to come help them, right? That's part of your job, right? As far as the government. But I think they overdid it and they didn't have like any insight of what it could cause. I think part of giving some people so much money like that is what drove up demand and what ultimately led to inflation. When you get inflation, it's just you have such a high demand for everything, right? And part of the reason is because everybody has access to it, right? So,
that's true. That's very true.
Everybody has access to everything and doesn't necessarily have to think about budgeting anymore. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. You know, I had an honest conversation with Alicia. When all that money was coming in 2020, you got accustomed to living a certain way because the I mean, unless you just squander the money, but if you kind of like pace it out, like you like for the next year, you live.
It could have been good.
Yeah, yeah. You lived a certain way.
Yeah.
And then that's when it hit me, like maybe like 18 months later, like, you know, the extra extra $3,000 is not there, right? Mm-hmm. $2,000-$3,000 not there, whether it's stem checks, whether it's the PPP, whether it's the unemployment, all these different things. Yep. Like that's not there. And it's like, oh, like you still can't spend like you spent when when it was. So that's something that I had to go through. I'm like, oh, like you can't go buy 3-4 toothpastes at once anymore just for the option. Just two would be good.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely, man. But it was, see, that's the thing just for individuals like me and you, everything that you just mentioned. But what we also failed to realize, the government gave a lot of money to businesses, like corporations. Man, I was getting like every 6 weeks, it was a new bonus. $7,500 here, an extra $5,000. No, we appreciate y'all. We want y'all to stay. Mm-hmm. What I didn't understand at the time was they weren't just giving that money. They were trying to keep their workforce at the job. Mm-hmm. Because also during that time is people started to, because they had that extra money, they started to reevaluate, is this what I really want to do? Because they had that extra money to do that, right? And it's so funny that while we're going through this inflation, we have not seen unemployment increase. If anything, the vacancies of jobs is still very high.
Mm.
So, which is really, that's really, really good, a good position for us to be in, which means that 9 out of 10, we've hit the ceiling of when it comes to inflation and when it comes to where the economy currently is right now, which means that things will start slowly dropping back down and plateauing off just a little bit, right? I think we've hit the highest point of inflation. I don't think it will see anything increase anymore. Even though that is a more of a market by market thing, some markets do a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I know here in Atlanta, we've probably hit our peak of what we'll see in inflation.
Wow. Wow. So, okay. So it can only get better from here, right?
It can only get better. I think it's only going to get better.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's okay. That makes me look even more. That makes me look even more to 2023.
Yeah. Barring any wars, as long as World War III doesn't happen, we should all right.
Right, right.
Which that could happen to any moment.
Oh Lord. Let's hope not.
Yeah.
My brother, as we conclude here, as we begin to top off our caps of 2022, I gotta ask you, man, what was your biggest accomplishment this year?
You know, my biggest accomplishment was, and it's not even like, I think my biggest accomplishment is more personal. I'm more, I used to have the game plan. Right. But I didn't get the carbon copy of the game plan. I made the game plan. Mm. I think this year I didn't look to examples of what things should be, right? Of directions, a path, a road that I should go. I always chose roads that made sense, that looked good, because other people have done them. But this is the first year where I've made my own roads. I was no longer the sheep following everybody, right? I've now have become, I guess, you know, my own man in a sense, right? So that's my biggest accomplishment. This year has provided me with a level of clarity that I've never had before. And I think that is the biggest accomplishment. It's a whole lot of self-work, talking to yourself, working on yourself. But I have a level of clarity that I've never had before.
And just within the time frame of this year that I've had it, everything has been elevating around me, you know, personal relationships and things like that. So I've gotten a level of clarity that I've never had before. I'm making my own way.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Oh my gosh. Wow. That just, oh man, I can't stop smiling right now. I only say that because that just literally means your 2023 is destined to be good for sure. And great, you know?
Sure, yep.
That's
yep.
Amazing. For me, my biggest accomplishment this year was fulfilling my purpose more this year than ever since I discovered it in 2013. It has been a journey for me. Mm-hmm. Each year, the older I get, the more fulfilling my purpose matters to me. I've gotten to the point where meaningful work means the world to me. Mm-hmm. And so I was just really outgrowing anything that wasn't purposeful in my life. And I got to the point where I begin to leap, yeah. Right? I begin to leap into my purpose. I'm in the middle of the jump right now, and I am very close to landing on the other side. And I'm so happy that I leapt, and I'm not looking back. So I would say that would be my biggest accomplishment, is that my thoughts, my words are finally starting to match up with my actions. And that means a lot to me.
Mm. Man, that's so dope. That is so dope.
Thank you, man. Thank
you.
That's so dope. Man, my brother, as we top off the capsule here, as we close it, I should say, we just topped it off. As we close the capsule, ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to be one more episode after this one for the year. And then Let's Skip the Small Talk is going on its holiday break. So we thoroughly hope you enjoyed our version of 2022 and the best of it. We provided plenty of treats. So you guys check out those TV shows, those movies, and all those recommendations and those stories. Hey, if you haven't heard, Malcolm and I, we didn't get into the sad part, which is probably okay.
Yeah.
Because
they probably know what we are losing anyways.
Yeah, very sad. You know, the older I get, the more sensitive I'm becoming to death, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm beginning to feel, I don't want to say my mortality, but I'm beginning to feel mortality itself. Yeah. We don't live on forever. Forever actually has an expiration date. And yeah. I never felt like that before until now.
Yeah. 100%.
Crazy. My brother, but let's end it on a happy note. I don't want to end on a sad note. just throw out one thing that you're looking forward to hoping finding underneath the Christmas tree this year.
Oh, man. One thing. Yeah, some airplane tickets. some booked hotel vacation is what I'm looking for to find underneath that tree.
Oh man,
much needed vacation.
Let's go, man. That's how you do it. Start the new year off on a vacation.
Yeah, for sure. Got one coming.
That's dope, man. That's dope. For me, you know, I would hope for a ancestry DNA test. You know, I'm just going through this period, Malcolm, of just like self-discovery. And I just really want to know, like where my ancestors were before we came here. So I want to know like which part of which country in Africa. And then from there, I want to learn like which tribe and so forth. So, you know, I just want to delve into my heritage and my history and get to know my past better so I can get to know myself more. So, you know, if that's there, that'd be great. And just to see, you know, I'm really into like that stuff, man. I love history, man.
yeah, for sure.
I'm really into it.
Just getting a little piece of you, you know.
Yeah. You know, another puzzle piece to the puzzle.
Absolutely.
My brother, thank you so much for joining me today. I deeply appreciate it. And
for having me, it's always a pleasure. Come on your platform and just chop it up with you.
Thank you, man. And keep up the great work, man. Just in all areas as far as husband, father, businessman, son, brother, friend, you know, uncle. I could name 1,000 titles because you feel so many different descriptions. But I'm so proud of you, man. And, you know, this is another one in the books. And you know what?
Yes,
let's enjoy Christmas. Let's bring in a new year. Let's do it all over again, even more and even better.
Let's do it all over again.
Yes, sir. With that being said, thank you, everybody, for listening. And until next time, thank you.